Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lawsuit has now been filed against Kim Davis and other officials in Kentucky by an individual who wants to marry his computer. That's right. He wants to marry his computer. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, here is this man. He has filed a lawsuit in Texas and now one in Kentucky. He names Kim Davis. He names the governor. He names the attorney general. And he wants to marry his computer. He says that Kim Davis will not give him a marriage license to marry his computer. It's kind of a mockery, basically, of marriage, obviously, but he's also sort of tongue-in-cheek because once you say that two men, two women can marry, then anything goes. And I think that's the essential point of this individual by the name of Chris Sevier. He is a former attorney, graduate from Vanderbilt Law School, but lost his bar license over, you guessed it, some kind of mental issues that he obviously has dealt with. But we're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom, Matt. And Matt, this is just, in fact, this is not the only one. We'll talk about another one that came into Kim Davis's office recently asking for some other kind of strange marriage license.
Yeah, there's a Latin term, reducto ad absurdum, which means you can reduce something that is inherently absurd to the most absurd extreme, and it illustrates the absurdity of whatever subject you're talking about. Here, this guy is clearly tongue-in-cheek in filing this lawsuit saying that his rights are being trampled upon because he cannot marry his laptop computer. She won't give him a license to do so. But it does underscore the absurdity of this notion of so-called gay marriage to begin with. It is inherently absurd to pretend that a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman in violation of the clear biological design of humanity, the thousands of years, the millennia-old inherent reality that marriage is a binary, and it has to have male and female, and it is the coupling for the raising of children and the breeding of children and families and so forth. So he's making a point here, I think, but really, who are we to say? This has opened the floodgates to every form of absurdity. There is no legal or even a moral case to be made against, for instance, polygamy now, if you assume that a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman. If one special interest group gets to destroy the institution of marriage and redefine it to fit their own ridiculous image that they have of it, then every special interest group should be able to, and so should a person be allowed if he wants to. Why not? Who are we to judge? Why can't he marry his laptop?
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous is the word that keeps coming to my mind. I mean, you guys are attorneys. You know the legal system. How can we even entertain something like this into our legal system and be a legitimate lawsuit?
Well, here's what we have. 2004, when Mayor Gavin Newsom of San Francisco began issuing same-sex marriage licenses, just began to print out some new thing on his computer and call it a same-sex marriage certificate, contrary to the state law, that was ridiculous as well. We went in there to file suit to stop him. We ultimately did stop him. All of that got reversed. All of those licenses that he issued at the city hall, they were null and void from the very beginning. That was ridiculous, but that was 2004. Now we're 12 years later, it's 2016.
We're even more ridiculous now?
Well, in the 11th year after that, now you have five people on the U.S. Supreme Court finding something in the Constitution that never existed. In fact, didn't even exist 2 years before when those same five people could not find a right to same-sex marriage there in the Constitution because it's not there. So these ridiculous things ultimately become the norm when you just set aside objective reality, natural law, revealed law, and common sense. And so, yes, this is ridiculous. Yes, this is frivolous, just as much as it was when Mayor Gavin Newsom did this in 2004. Obviously, back then, you know, we said that there was no right to marry two people of the same sex. the same thing that we say right now. There's no right for a man to marry a machine. The problem that we have is when courts and even policymakers go away from the foundational moral principles of even objective reality, what is ridiculous becomes the norm. And so, yes, we'll get this dismissed. Yes, it is ridiculous. But, you know, when you start to go to a relationship that is inherently based upon binary sex, male and female, through millennia of human history, was not invented by government, and you now have people saying that in a gender-based relationship that is obvious and objective, gender no longer matters. When you do that, you begin to open up this opportunity for more ridiculousness to come down the pipe. And this is obviously ridiculous. But, you know, one of the things that's coming right after this, as Matt said, Matt, you're right on. We already see this. Polygamy and polyamory. Yeah. A man can marry multiple women. Women can marry multiple men. Multiple men can marry multiple women. It can be group marriage. That's already underway right now.
Well, we've said that was coming. We've said that was coming, Matt. And here it is. The New York Times even wrote an op-ed a while back, right after Obergefell. The decision came out, and they jumped right in. They were ready to go. They said, well, polygamy is next. It has to be, and then what's to stop bestiality and incest? And this is even the New York Times acknowledging this. And then Slate came out with an article. Literally, we're joking, having a little fun with this idea of this guy filing this ridiculous lawsuit about not being allowed to marry his laptop computer. But Slate Magazine came out with an article that was actually advocating, saying, well, hey, eventually, with all the innovation of all these new robot dolls and sex dolls,
you got
and
virtual machines.
People will have to be allowed to marry their robots. I mean, this was a serious argument being made. So the slippery slope, hey, you know, we're sliding down it quite quickly. This is not, we laugh about it now, but we used to laugh at the idea of two men getting married because it's silly. But yet, you know, now that it's not a reality, but that's, you know, something that they pretend exists. So who's to say that a person can't marry the robot or the laptop computer? That's coming.
Well, you already have, like, for the Sister Wives, that's that TV program, and you've got these other programs that are coming on TV about polygamy and lauding the so-called benefits of polygamy, which there are none. And then you have lawsuits that are advocating polygamy. So that's next. And when you say that gender no longer matters to the institution of marriage, how can you then say that it's only between two people? Where do you get that? Where is that in the Constitution? Where is that in any other objective reality when you just obliterate objective reality?
I mean, we're just opening Pandora's box, because what else are people going to try to marry now from now on?
Well, a parakeet. In fact, a week ago, a woman came into Kim Davis's...
A parakeet.
I'm serious.
A bird.
A woman came in and had her parakeet there. And she wanted to get a same-sex or a license to marry her parakeet. Kim Davis kept her cool. She is amazing.
She wanted to marry
her. She engaged in conversation with her. She asked to see the parakeet. It's a nice-looking parakeet. She wanted to marry it. Kim says, well, let's just go down and talk to the county attorney. The lady says, do you think I can get married by the end of the day? She goes, well, let's just go talk to the county attorney and let's get his opinion. And she took him down to the county attorney's office. And obviously, she doesn't have a marriage license to get married to a parakeet. But you have these things happen.
It's
when you make a mockery out of marriage, which essentially is that's what you're doing, when you're saying to a gender-based relationship that gender is irrelevant. I mean, this is a gender-based relationship. It's binary, male and female. There's only two sexes, and there's marriage for a reason, and it's been that way for a millennia of human history. And when you have the audacity to come back and say, I disagree with the created order and the creator, therefore, and gender no longer matters to a gender-based institution, you open it up for the mockery that you now see happening with a man who wants to marry a machine, a woman who wants to marry a parakeet. And you see this happening all around the world as well. You see in India, people want to marry ficus trees. Yes, ficus trees.
Why in the world?
They want to marry ficus trees. Don't, you know, accept my word for it. It's out there. So this is where we are, and we need to come back to a little bit of sanity. We need God in America again. We need our Judeo-Christian values that made America great to give us that foundation for objective reality, to have a country that's based upon sanity, common sense, decency, respect, and put family at the center again and strengthen marriage and family rather than making a mockery out of it. I think that this pendulum will ultimately swing the other way. Just be patient and pray and get involved. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.